Hello, everyone, and welcome to Angel Talk. This is Sue Storm, your host, and we have an exciting show for you today. We're going to talk about careers, and that's a subject that everyone is interested in. So we are addressing the career chapter in the Angel First Aid RX for Miracles book. If you'd like to get a copy and follow along with me, my 800 number in the States is 800-323-1790. In the international, it's 630-420-1334. Okay, let's get started because we're just going to have a great show today. The angel specialists that go to the that work with the career chapter are Archangel Gabriel, and Gabriel is the angel of messages, communication, and the arts. And the arts is really important because it's a it deals with all the interesting things that people do, sense, and feel. Invention is a part of Gabriel's, I would say, duties, and we are always inventing ideas and creating new things. So the angel specialist for our career is Archangel Gabriel. And then we have Bettina, and Bettina is the angel of creativity. So if you are thinking about a career in creativity, if you're going to be a graphic designer, or if there's going to be an interior designer, or an artist, or any type of creativity, I would say almost every career has some creativity in it, because even if you're an athlete, the plans and the plays and the different things that you do require creativity. So a good angel to remember for creativity is Bettina, B-E-T-T-I-N-A, Bettina. She is one of my favorites. And then the star of the show today, our angel specialist for career development, is Corey. And Corey is the angel that works with making your career what you want it to be, helping you achieve your goals and get the things that you need, and in the right timing. That's important. It is having the right timing. So for that reason, we have Corey, and Corey is the angel of career development. Then we also have James, and James is the angel of public speaking. That's the angel that takes care of you when you're out in front of a crowd. And one of the things that is supposed to be the number one fear in life is public speaking. So if that's true, and if that's one of the things that bothers you, then certainly embrace James, who's the angel of public speaking. The next angel that we're going to talk about is Loretta. And Loretta is the angel of new enterprise. So if you're starting something new, if something is starting to develop, talk to Loretta, the angel of new enterprise. Even if you're thinking about it and you're not sure you want to do it, ask her if it's a good suggestion. So for that reason, we have Loretta. And I want to read you the very beginning of the chapter, the part that kind of tells you a little bit about what the chapter is. And it says, individuals who can successfully meld a career path with their life's purpose achieve the ultimate satisfaction. And you know what? That is absolutely true. I'm going to read it to you one more time because that is absolutely true. Individuals who can successfully meld a career path with their life's purpose achieve the ultimate satisfaction. And when I was talking to Archangel Michael and he was talking to me about success, he said that if a person can find their life's purpose, which is the same as a career path, they can find the happiness, the satisfaction that they want, and also there are less bumps in the road. So if there are speed bumps in your path, and things aren't going the way you want them to, financially and as well as fulfillment, personal fulfillment, career fulfillment, then you may want to call on Corey, the angel of career development. Or another suggestion is call me for a consultation. Ask me for a career or business consultation. Again, my number is 800-323-1790. And we can contact those angels and we can go let them help you in any way possible. So we have Corey, the angel of career development, to help you out. And going back to the statement, everyone has talents that lead to the fulfillment of personal and professional goals. And that's true. You were born with talents. You were not just put down on this earth. There is something inherent inside of you, a talent, a creativity, a sensitivity. And everyone is different. No one has the same talents. Everyone has something to bring to the table. So if examine your talents, think about them. What do you do that's easy and fun for you? Because that's going to be what your life's purpose is. So here we go, fulfillment and personal and professional goals. The angels can help you. Loretta, the angel of new enterprise, will be there. Bettina, the angel of creativity. Bring it on, right? Let them help you. All right. When using these special gifts on a course to developing them, there is a much greater potential for increasing prosperity. And that's true. That is an absolute true statement. If you're using your special gifts or talents or on a course to developing them, if you're working on them, if you're making them grow and expand, then there's a much greater potential for increasing prosperity. So this is really an exciting time when you're working on a career. And here we go. Another angel to look forward to or to ask to help you is Nancy, the angel of productivity. And certainly you need to get things done, and that's the angel that helps you. So if you're stuck, or if you don't know what direction to go in, or you don't know how to achieve what you're trying to achieve and get it done in time, by the way, she's the angel that helps you get things done in time, then call Nancy, the angel of productivity. She will help you out. All right. Another angel that's not in this chapter, actually not even in this book, he's in the success book. He's not in the in the career chapter of the miracles book. But another angel that you should have and call on and just keep that name on the tip of your
mind. Hello, this is Don.
Oh, hi, Don. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Let me just finish my comment, and I'll be right with you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. We're talking about Christopher, who's the angel of opportunity, so you can just listen in with us. But what I was going to say is have the name Christopher handy in your mind and in your thoughts so that you can always talk to an angel of opportunity. So how you doing, Don?
Good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. Are you interested in Christopher, the angel of opportunity?
Yes.
Good. And because that's the angel that makes things happen. You know, we always wonder about being in the right place at the right time. Well, Christopher has a lot to do with that. Do you ever get a sense of being in the right place at the right time?
Well, I could use some help.
You need a little more of that, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful. So ask him, and what you do is you just talk to him like you're talking to me. You just say, Christopher, I'd love a new door to open for me. I'd love to have help with my career. Be there. Bring me the new opportunity. That type of thing.
Okay.
Does that sound okay?
Yeah, I'll have to. That's something I'll have to make sure I remember.
Good. Do you have a question today?
Oh, I was wondering about. Well, what are we talking about today?
We're talking about careers.
Okay, that's what I was hoping. I could use some help with my career.
Okay, anything
mainly that I work for a company, but I'm not sure if I'm going to be staying there much longer.
Because you want to move on?
Yes, I want to move on.
You want to move on. And do you want to do something similar to what you're doing, or did you want to get into something different?
I want to do something more for myself with, like, you know, I have an interest in real estate investment, and then also I'm trying to do that eBay, things with eBay.
And do you want to just kind of have your own business then, work for yourself?
Right.
Is that what you're thinking?
Right.
Yeah, Okay. Well, it takes a lot of courage to do that, but I think you've got it. I mean, you're a pretty strong person, so that's a possibility. Let me think what angel I should tell you about. Well, this is one that's real interesting. Rebecca is the angel of self-confidence, and I believe that she can help you get the self-confidence to get started and get things going, so that you can strengthen yourself and be and just be that moneymaker you want to be.
Okay.
Does that sound okay?
Yeah, that sounds great.
How about I give you an affirmation for today?
Yeah, all right. Let me get a...
That's something to write with?
Yeah.
Okay. I have happiness in my life.
Okay.
Why don't you say it with me?
All right. I have happiness in my life.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
And just keep repeating it. An affirmation is something that you say over and over again. So just keep repeating it. Think about it when you're driving. If you have some extra time at work, think about it. And just bring that happiness into your life.
Okay.
Okay, good. Well, thank you for calling.
Well, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Have a good night.
Thanks. All right. Let's get back to some of the remedies in the career chapter. Let's talk about breathing technique. This is a good one. Breathing technique is helpful before you have an interview, or if you're doing any job-related stress, if you have any stress in your job. You ask the angels to be nearby, and you breathe in through your nose, and you follow the air as it travels down. I think of it going over your head, down your spine, and into your tailbone. And you leave a little of the air in your tailbone, in your mind anyway, and then you exhale through your mouth. And you do it three times. So we'll do it together again. So you breathe in through your nose, and then you follow the air as it goes up over your forehead, around the top of your head, down your spine, and into your tailbone. And I think of this as being inside my body, not outside. And then you let a little air out. We're going to do it one more time. So it's going to go up in your nose, in through your forehead, inside your skull, down your spine, down your back, and into your tailbone. And then you exhale. And do that three times. That is such a good remedy for relieving stress. And if you're going to be involved in a new career, or even if you just want to expand the career that you're in, handling stress is a major part of life, but it's also a major part of business. And that's a quick, easy remedy. Nobody really has to know what you're doing, so you can do it at any time, at any place. They're just going to think that you're breathing. So, and that's a pretty natural thing to do. What I want to do before we take our first break is I want to give you a couple of the affirmations in the career chapter. So we have, I am supported by the angels. I am filled with optimism and hope. Boy, do I like that one. Let's go over that one again. I am filled with optimism and hope. And then there's another one. I have a career that brings me joy. I'll say that again, too. I have a career that brings me joy. Think about it. Think about having a career that brings you joy. I know what that feels like. I have a career that brings me joy. every time someone calls and says, oh my gosh, see what happened just the way you said, or I found my soulmate, or my life is just moving forward, that brings me so much joy. And so my career is one that brings me joy because I hear the joy in other people's voices, and that's a joy to me. And again, if you would like to be one of those people that find joy in your life and you'd like to call me for a private consultation, my number is 800-323-1790, and my website is theangellady.net. And I have a secret for you. As of Thursday, if everything goes well, I will have a brand new website with all kinds of information on it that you'll just want to see. All right. Don, if you're there, it's time to take my first break. Welcome back, everyone. This is Sue Storm, your host of Angel Talk. And today we are working on the Angel First Aid Rx for Miracles book, and we're in the career chapter. So if you want to follow along and get a copy of the book, you can get that on theangellady.net. or by dialing 800-323-1790. And without another moment, we're going to go into one of our other remedies. This one is called Search Booster. Search Booster. That's an interesting name. Once you have decided on your ideal career path and have done the basics required for a successful job search, such as updating your resume and talking to recruiters and actively seeking interviews, the things that you normally have to do, you can then ask your angels to give you guidance and help by using the following affirmation. And here is one of the affirmations. I am living my life's purpose. So Philip is the angel of employment. And if you're looking for a job, or Corey is career development, if you're just trying to work with your career, and then say, I am living my life's purpose. And then here's another affirmation for you, specifically for careers. I have a harmonious relationship with success. Ooh, that's an interesting way of putting it, isn't it? I have a harmonious relationship with success. And let Philip, the angel of employment, know you would be honored to accept his advice and support in your quest for a new job. Then watch and listen for the divine suggestions that will be coming your way. And the way you do that is you just sit quietly. Take a few deep breaths because angel messages come in on the breath. So take a few deep breaths and then just hold on and think about, and not hold your breath, just think about what you want. Ask your angel in your mind, say, I'm looking for an answer to this question, or I want to find a job in the computer field. Whatever it is that you're looking for, ask Philip, the angel of employment, to help you find it, or Corey, the angel of career development. Be specific, call them by name. And then if you have a question about whether you should take this job or that job and or something like that, and you don't want to call the angel ladies, or you can't for some reason, then just listen and let them answer your question for you. They will, especially if you're practicing and you put it in a yes or no situation, like say, it would be best for me to take the XYZ job, and it listens for their yes or no. And sometimes you just feel it inside of you. Sometimes you don't hear the answer, although I always hear the answer. But sometimes you may just feel it inside of you what the answer is and if it's a yes or if it's a no. Okay, let's go back to our affirmations. We have another one, and that is, I am competent and responsible. And that's a good one. I'm going to say that two more times. You're listening, say it with me. I am competent and responsible. Should have given this affirmation to Don, too. I am competent and responsible. That's our caller, Don. I am competent and responsible. Okay. I have a job that fulfills my goals. I have a job that fulfills my goals. And I am being rewarded for my efforts. That's really important. Being rewarded for your efforts, that's a high priority. That's something that we should all be, is rewarded for our efforts. You know what? You can change that too. I am being handsomely rewarded for my efforts. Or I am being incredibly rewarded for my efforts. Let's get some of that cash flowing. Let's get some of those good vibes coming our way. The next one, affirmation in the career chapter of the Angel First Aid Rx for Miracles book is, I am making a good impression. And that's important. It's important that you make a good impression on the people around you, the people who are mentoring you. And by making a good impression, I don't mean being egotistic or arrogant. I was trying to get those two words out at the same time. And just kind of showing off what you can do. What I mean is being the real you, a person of genuine character, a strong individual, someone who is kind and generous and smart. Because if you're listening to BBS Radio and Angel Talk, you're smart. You know what? That's what I believe. Okay, so think about making a good impression. And then we have another one. I have an enjoyable, prosperous career. And we're going to say that one again, too. I have an enjoyable, prosperous career. Okay. Let's go over our affirmations one more time, because I know people tell me that when I'm giving out the angel names and the affirmations, they try and write them down. So here we go. I am supported by the angels. I am filled with optimism and hope. I have a career that brings me joy. I am using all my special talents. I am competent and responsible. I have a job that fulfills my goals. I am being rewarded for my efforts. I am making a good impression. We can change that. I am making an excellent impression on all who see me and work with me. Can add a few words to that. I have an enjoyable, prosperous career. And then two of the other affirmations that are in our chapter under search. Whoops, I'm speaking too many words at once. The angels are just making everything come out of me all at once. So here we go again. Two of the other affirmations that are in our chapter are, I am living my life's purpose, and I have a harmonious relationship with success. All right, we're going to try another set of angels. We're going to go back to our business angels or our career angels. They disappeared. Here they are. Okay, we have Perry, who's the angel of music. And if your career has anything to do with music, he's the angel to talk to. If you're a music teacher, or if you love music, or if you're a dancer and you listen to music, whatever it is, Perry is the angel of music. And what's really important is that you have music in your life. Bring music into your life. Bring Perry into your life, no matter what your career is. And of course, we've talked about Philip. Philip is the angel of employment, and we've talked about him. And we've talked about Rebecca, because when Don called, we told him about Rebecca, the angel of self-confidence. And we have another angel that's in our career chapter, and that's Rita. And Rita is the angel of writing. If you're writing an essay, or if you're writing a report, or even if you're writing a resume for your career, talk to Rita, the angel of writing, and let her help you make whatever you're doing, write and make it a success. Now we have another remedy, and that's called Yes or No. And this is one of my favorite ones. I use this one a lot. I was using it earlier today. So we have yes or no. To determine a career that would be the most enjoyable, use this exercise. With the angels looking on, place the fingertips of each hand on your breastbone. So now the way you do that is you bend your fingers forward and put both hands together so that the fingernails of both hands are touching each other. And then you take your hands and put them on your breastbone. And it's best if you're standing, but you can also do this sitting. And you ask a yes or no question. So a simple question, like let's just start with a job as a computer programmer is right for me. And then you will move forward or backward depending on whether the answer is yes or no. It's best to put it in a statement form. Instead of saying, is a job as a computer programmer the right one for me? Say, a job as a computer programmer is the right one for me. And as I'm saying this, I am moving backwards. It is not the right one for me. What is absolutely right for me is doing my life's purpose, and that's following the guidance of the angels and bringing their guidance to you, because that's my life's path. As long as we're on this, for anyone who's just tuning in and doesn't know a little bit about me, and my name is Sue Storm, and I'm the Angel Lady. If you don't know about me, I had a near-death experience as a child, and I was suffocating, and at that time, I saw angels flying over my head for the first time. And I had a great sense of peace come over me, a wonderful sense of peace, because when the angels are around you, you know it. There's just no question about it. And from that time on, I've been able to see, hear, and feel angels. Archangel Michael is my guide, and he has been with me, and he helps me, and he does wonderful, I guess you'd say, consultations with me. So I can help you as well as help myself in all the things that you need to know. And I would love that opportunity. So if you're listening and you want a reading or angel reading, or I have what I call an executive consult, if you're a career person or a business person, give me a call, 800-323-1790. Or my email, if you'd like to email me, is suestorm@earthlink.net. So let me know if you're interested, and we'll see if we can't set up a time for you and let the angels just guide you into melding your life's path with your career, which is what we were talking about earlier. Okay, now we're going to go to a remedy in the chapter called positive focus. And certainly you never get enough positive focus. If a job search is not progressing as quickly as you wish, ask your angels. Let them bless you and align your thoughts with your best interests. They will do that. They will find the most ideal opportunities for you. Keep a positive attitude. Keep talking to Christopher, the angel of opportunity. After all, he's one that's going to make things good for you. And begin by focusing on your goals and practicing the angel first aid techniques. These remedies listed in the chapter of happiness and money would be best. And then joyfully continue the search. Stay upbeat. So in our angel first aid book, we have chapters on money and health and happiness and relationship and careers and business. We're doing career today. And we have all kinds of chapters in the book that are there for you to learn whatever it is you need to know and to help you get along and become more vivacious, more even useful. I must tell you that the remedies in the Angel First Aid book help people stay young. I get that comment a lot. You know, I feel more energy. I feel happier. I feel more peaceful. I feel younger. I look younger. And one of the things I know is when I do some of the angel first aid remedies with people in person, I can see the change in them. I can see their skin get softer and their eyes get brighter and they look younger, 10 years younger sometimes. So definitely, if you're looking for youth and vitality, it's Angel First Aid, RX for Miracles. Okay, let's go back to some affirmations. I am creating abundance in my life. I have great leadership abilities. I am wealthy and financially secure. Boy, if we have just those, our career is in good shape. I am creating abundance in my life. I have great leadership opportunities. I am wealthy and financially secure. No way you can not be happy if you have all of those things. And again, we're working on happiness, health, prosperity, just about anything that is good and beneficial. And for our special 4th of July show, tomorrow being the 4th of July, today being the 3rd, we should do something about our country. And the truth is, a career in America is an abundant career. This is a country of opportunity. I was thinking about Oprah Winfrey, and I was thinking about the incredible rise she's had to stardom and to being an entrepreneur and to being a philanthropist, and thinking about how wonderful it is that she's a self-made woman and that there's so many opportunities that she has taken that have just come her way. And I know her angels have been guiding her and allowing her to reach her life's purpose and the happiness that comes from that. But in America, because that's where we started on this, in America, that is truly possible. It is possible to be the best that you can be. This is a wonderful country, and I'm really proud to be a part of it. Okay, Don, we're going to take our last break. Don, are you with me? If we don't hear from Don, we'll just keep going. How about if we just keep going? Okay, we're going to talk about the law of increase. And this is actually from the business chapter. I invoke the law of increase. If you're looking for something to help you expand, to help you make things bigger and better, then invoke the law of increase. If you want your income to increase, if you want your resources to increase, if whatever you're looking for, if you want it to get larger, I invoke the law of increase. And also in the business chapter, and we talked about this a little last week, in the business chapter we have vision statements. And the vision statement that you set up for yourself should be your mission statement. I am using my special talents to create a successful business. My expertise is an asset to my clients. I am handsomely rewarded for my efforts. Yes, let's get rewarded for our efforts. So if you're working on a career and on a successful career, just start using these affirmations. I don't know exactly how to impress upon you how important they are, but I am using my special talents. Use your special talents to make your life important, successful, wonderful, peaceful. Let it work that way for you. And find balance in your life. Here's another thing about having a career. You don't want to be lopsided. You don't want to have a career that is completely one way or the other, where you are constantly being too busy or, you know, a busyaholic. So you want a career where you can have some fun, have some entertainment, have some relaxation. And if you are a busy person and you are a busyaholic, sometimes I think I'm a busyaholic. Not really, but I do keep busy. Anyway, what I want to say is, if you can just take a few minutes and relax, no matter what your career is, even if it's just where you just kind of shake around your body around a little bit, loosen it up, wiggle your toes, wiggle your tailbone, you know, move your shoulders around, wiggle your wrists, move your wrists around. If you can just loosen up your body, and I'll tell you why, you don't manifest as well through a tense body. You manifest what you want through a loose, relaxed body. And so if you can take a few minutes and take some time to relax, that's absolutely important and wonderful. Another affirmation that's coming to me that we've talked about before, but I'm going to say it again, is, I am hopeful and focused. So if you're hopeful and focused, you're going to be on top of the world. And certainly, we want you to be on top of the world. Okay, what are we going to do next? Angel scrapbook. Oh, this is one of my favorites. I don't know how I missed it. All right. Actually, if you want to find out what your life's purpose is, the way you do that is you put your hand on your forehead, the other hand on the back of your head, and then you say, what did I do before the age of 5 that is unique and different to me? And it come up with an answer. What did you do? What do you see? What was unique and different to you? And then you think about having an album, a family album, and you can ask your parents and relatives for clues as to what you think your talents are, your attributes are, and what your life's purpose is. So begin picturing the events where your special gifts were used. For instance, as a child, I would stand up and say nursery rhymes. I would just go on and on and on and tell everybody all these wonderful nursery rhymes that I had memorized. And, in truth, I'm a speaker. That's one of my career, and I'm speaking on the radio, too. So if you want to find out what your life's purpose is, and I cannot impress you enough how important that is. What are you here to do? Don't fumble your way through. Find out what you're here to do and glide through your life with prosperity and joy and happiness. That's what we want you to do. Okay. Now, once you've got your album in your mind, once you've got your clues and once you've got your ideas, then visualize having an album. Have Corey, the Angel of Career Development, help you and put the pictures in. Take a picture of you as a artist drawing. Take a picture of you as a author. I want to tell you a story about a young woman who was when she was 4 years old, she was writing and illustrating children's workbooks. And can you imagine what her career is? Of course she's writing children's books and working with books. But at 4 years old, she would sit there and write and do the dot for dots, and she would leave the blank lines, you know, start a sentence and then have someone finish the sentence, whoever was looking at the workbook. And it was all on construction paper. But this was a child expressing what she was going to do as an adult. So if you're a parent or a grandparent, watch your children. See what they're doing. Encourage them. Support them. And just as a side note, watch and see if they're talking to their angels, if they have an imaginary friend, or talk to them about their angels, because certainly their angels are there with them to guide them, love them, help them. So talk to them about their angels and see what their what experiences they've had. Ask them, have you ever heard an angel? Have you ever seen an angel? And you'd be surprised. And then their angels can help you find out what their life's purpose is going to be, and so you can encourage them. It's never too early to start encouraging them.
Sue?
Hello?
Hi, it's Monica.
Oh, hi, Monica. How are you?
Good.
Good. We're talking about careers today. Do you have a career question?
Okay. Well, I know I'm working on trying to get my daughter into a new school and trying to hopefully get somebody from the university that will write a grant with me. Do you think that that's actually going to happen?
You know what? I do. I get a very good feeling on that. And so someone from the university where you're teaching?
Yes.
To write a grant to help your daughter?
Yes.
And do you have someone in mind?
Well, I had asked the department head of, like, the rehabilitation, so the physical therapy and occupational therapy department, and then sent one to the speech pathology department, and then one to just the, like, the College of Medicine, the Department of Pediatrics.
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking you're going to get two positive responses. I mean,
okay.
The angels are telling me is it's going to take a little bit of work because they're going to have to understand exactly what you need and talk it over with you. But it feels like two responses are coming, and it may just plain be two grants, too.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. How about your career? Any questions on that?
Well, if I end up helping write that grant, that'll be part of mine. And I know I still want to write books, but I just haven't had time.
Oh, okay. And what subject on books are you wanting to write?
Well, I'd like to do one on Bedside Manner. And one on, you know, having a child with a disability and what it takes to, you know, keep going and getting, you know, using the example of her eating again and, you know, everything we've been through with her.
Yeah. You know what? The book on having a child with disabilities and how to keep going, I think there's not a lot of people, but I mean, I think there are people out there who need to learn how to keep going no matter what the situation is. But certainly, if you have a disabled child, it's even more difficult to keep upbeat and optimistic. We were talking earlier in the show about Christopher, who's the angel of opportunity. And that's what he's telling me. Oh, now I know what's going on. He's telling me to talk to him to help you get the grants.
Oh,
that's the angel that's going to help you and the one that you can address when you're looking for grants. And I guess that would be for anyone out there who was looking for a grant. So contact Christopher, the angel of opportunity.
Okay, great.
Good. Okay. Well, thank you, Monica, for calling.
All right. Thanks.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We've got about 5 more minutes. And let's see what I want to do here, or what my angels want to do. I guess they just want to talk about careers in general. Like, what do you use your career for? Do you use it for just making money? Do you use it for helping people? Do you use it for your own satisfaction? What are your goals? What are you trying to accomplish in your career? And I think that's really important, and obviously my angels think that's really important. and your angels do too. So if you're looking for a career that is growing, building, thriving, think about what you really want your career to be. What part of your life is that going to play? Because it's a part of your destiny, really. And how much of that time and energy that you put into your career are you going to have available to help others? And what can you make from it so that you can be generous and optimistic? And it's kind of like what Monica was saying. I thought that was really interesting, that what she wants to write about is how to be optimistic if you have a handicapped or disabled child. And certainly she is looking for something that will help people in their careers as well as in their personal life. So in closing the show today, again, this is Sue Storm, and I am your host of Angel Talk. This is a show for you, a show where you can call in, where you can get guidance and information, where you can learn about health, happiness, prosperity, joy, love, how to find your soulmate, how to bring the angels into your life. This is a show that is out there for you. Take advantage of it. If you want to talk to me personally, you can reach me at 800-323-1790. That's 800-323-1790. You can get copies of my Angel First Aid books, Angel First Aid RX for Miracles, or Angel First Aid RX for Success. If you're international, my number is 630-420-1334. My website is theangellady.net, and my email is suestorm@earthlink.net. So this is the Angel Lady and all the angels in the universe saying have a wonderful, wonderful 4th of July, and be very clear on what you want your career to be and how you want to use it to help others. And I am signing off now. So this is Angel Talk.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.